Hi, Thomas?
Yeah?
Hi, my name's Jeffrey Hill. The reason I was calling you is because I just came across your website on the internet.
Okay.
And I had noticed you had pictures from 9/11 on there.
I do?
Well, you have, like, the pictures, some of the pictures you took?
I don't think so. Where do you see it?
Hmm?
Where do you see it?
It was like a GeoSites website, and it had like a couple pictures, and then it said, like it showed a few pictures, of the towers, and then it had you standing in one on the towers.
I don't remember I've ever took a picture like that.
And it says on your website here, it says you're 32-year-old American living in Buenos Aires.
No, I think you got the wrong person. No.
Do you own the website thomaslockyhobbs.com?
No, that's not my website.
Oh no.
You want? Let me write it down.
Okay.
Not somebody using my name and my information. Just give me a second. Let me write it down.
Okay.
What's the name of the website again? Tom?
Thomas, Thomas.
Okay.
Locke, Locke, Hobbs, Hobbs. That's all one word.
Dot com. Locke, Thomas Locke, L-O-C-K?
L-O-C-K-E.
Okay. ThomasLockeHobbs.com?
Yeah, and it shows like, and then when I looked up who owns the website, it has Thomas Hobbs, 280 Mulberry, number 24, ThomasHobbs@yahoo.com, and it's got the phone number 1917. That's you?
Let me see. I just got this number. It sounds familiar, but...
Oh, maybe. Okay, I see. Maybe. Well, is your name Thomas Hobbs?
No, this is not Thomas Hobbs. This is Harry.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Oh, I see. Maybe he had the number before you, and then he canceled it, and maybe that's why it's still on there.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
Because it's showing that it's registered to you.
But
is it a cell phone number that I'm calling right now?
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Okay, okay, that might explain it then.
Okay.
Well, are you in New York, or?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Were you around on 9/11?
Well, yeah, I was there. I was there at 9/11. I walk on Wall Street. So I was there. What is this reference to, by
the way? Well, I just, he had had a picture showing the explosion of the second tower.
Mm.
And I was just going to ask him if he had got any pictures of the plane hitting the tower.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can find a lot of pictures like that on the internet. Where are you?
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada.
I see. If you come to New York, I still work on Wall Street. If you come to New York, there are a lot of vendors around the Ground Zero
mm-hmm.
selling those pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you can really,
Well, unfortunately, I'm one of those people, I guess, that would be called a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe we were told the truth about 9/11.
Oh, really? Okay, I see. I was there.
Did you see the plane hit the tower?
Yeah.
You seen the plane hit the tower?
Yeah, the second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, did it just disappear into the tower? Like, we see on the videos, it just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I didn't see the first plane, but everybody was looking. There must be thousands and tens of thousands of people who saw the second plane, because everybody was looking at the first tower.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so, but yeah, I would imagine, like, that's what I can't understand. A lot of people say, oh, there were no planes that hit the building, and but there's all these witnesses. But then when you look at the video of the plane going in the tower, it doesn't seem like a physical, like physical laws are broken. Like an aluminum plane shouldn't have just been able to disappear inside that steel tower like that. It should have like hit and broke and exploded as soon as it touched. But
it was devastating, obviously, but it was amazing how it happened. And it happened exactly like what you saw on the videotape, exactly like that.
And did you hear it coming in at all when it was approaching or anything? Did you see it coming in from far away?
Oh, there was so much noise at the time, we couldn't hear anything. And we were looking at Trump Bar, right? I worked on Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway and Fulton Street, which is like a couple blocks away from World Trade Center. And we were all looking at the World Trade Center from inside the building. So we couldn't really hear the plane approaching because we were inside the building. First of all, there were a lot of noise, people crying, you know, a lot of girls in the office crying.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people say, what was that? We just saw that plane approaching, and suddenly we knew what happened, right? When the first plane hit, when World Trade Center was on fire, nobody knew it was a plane, right?
Yeah.
Oh, World Trade Center caught on fire. So we didn't know what happened. When a second plane tried to, was approaching World Trade Center, that all of a sudden we start to realize, it's a plane.
Like how far out did you see it coming in? Like, or did
not far at all. I believe there was some other videotape. There was some training going on at one of the fire department, where they were documenting whole training.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I seen that.
So.
Did you see any other planes in the sky when the second plane hit? Because I see on some videos it shows another plane. It's almost like shadowing that United Airlines plane as it goes into the tower.
No, we didn't see anything like that. No.
So whereabouts were you standing when you watched the second plane hit the tower?
Inside of the building at the 222 Broadway.
And you seen it go right into the tower? You could tell, like, what color was it and stuff? Do you remember?
No. Everything's just like a dream now.
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of surreal, eh? Like,
yeah, surreal and traumatic.
But you did see something hit the tower then? You saw it?
Absolutely. Everybody saw it. Everybody was there saw it.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, sir.
No problem.
Okay, take care.